This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will head back to the phones and specifically to Skype. The phone number is 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, but you can't call in on Skype right now. That's because we've got Hung Like Jesus on the line. Hung, you had called in during the last hour, and you had mentioned that you heard a couple weeks ago that on this show, specifically an episode with me, Chris, and Conan, that somebody on the show, and Conan took responsibility for the statement, that we had said that either racism does not exist or it's not as bad now as it used to be. And you wanted to call in to ask three white guys what they knew about racism.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were making a point about you currently live in the Atlanta area, and you had specifically said that there's a lot of racism that you ignore on a daily basis. And I'm curious about what some of that would be.
You know, it's just, and it'll be hard to pinpoint those things because, like I said, you know, after a while, you just don't storm up anymore. You just move from one to the next. But it's little slights. I mean, and it's nothing that I could even call out right now.
Okay,
like related to like pop culture, things like that.
Oh, you know,
it's like, what a great song. You must like this.
Or, you know, little things. Maybe not that as much. Anyway, as I was sitting here, I had a email alert. I'm on my phone, and I have email alerts that come in. And right when this last segment was finished, I had an email that came in, and this is the title of the of the story. Quite ironic. White Christian Church not ready to accept black people. Alabama pastor fired for breaking protocol.
Yeah, he was fired?
Yeah, because he wanted to invite black people to the church, but of course the church wasn't going to have it.
Wow. That's absolutely horrible and inexcusable. I have a question for you, Hung. We have somebody that has called in on the telephone line that they say they have a question for you. Would you take a call or take a question from a caller?
Yeah, I would.
All right. This person is calling themselves Muhammad, claims to be calling in from Mecca. You are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's Dung Like Muhammad, which is about as funny as Hung Like Jesus. How you doing?
Well, it says that you have a question for our Skype caller.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
I do. Kind of like Chris says John Ehrlichman, and therefore the drug war is based on racism. Dung Like Muhammad, Hung Like Jesus, says racism is everywhere. It's just subtle. He just says it's subtle, therefore it is. But he hasn't given any examples of subtle racism. And might I just interject, sir, whatever your real name is, it's good that I don't know it, because I believe you're a racist. I believe you see racism everywhere because you're looking for it. Just like you found it online about some Alabama congregation that all of us speaking now online has something in common. We despise racism. But you're a racist, sir, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Give me some examples of subtle racism that you see everywhere, because all my black friends here in Arizona, they have good lives, have just as many opportunities as I do, in spite of the color of their skin being black. In fact, they have plenty of opportunities in this great country and God's green earth. And the racism you see is in your heart and in your mirror, sir. But give me some examples, please. Don't just say, therefore it is.
Sure. Give him a chance to answer.
Give him a chance to answer. Thank you for the call, James.
You know what, James, I can't stand you.
Welcome to the club.
Ask.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
you know, I'm not going to reply to anything. I can't stand that dude. I'm not going to play his game.
That's fair enough. So I got another question, and this will kind of go the other way, but do we have a right of association? In other words, if white bigots want to get together and have a church that's all about white bigotry, which I think we would all agree is reprehensible.
Yes.
Do they have a right to do so?
Of course they do. No, I've never denied anyone the right to associate with whom they want.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. Matter of fact, you know, I would prefer someone tell me that they didn't want me in their spots. I wouldn't go in that place. So, you know, then I can keep my business and my money.
Yeah, don't give them your money. That's a, you know, boycott those people.
I wouldn't give them my money either.
This is the way that I've always seen this, and I think part of the reason why I'm colorblind and I just don't notice these things. And I'm definitely white, so I mean I don't feel it like you would, because I'm in the majority. But I mean there's a famous Morgan Freeman quote.
Oh my God! Please don't say that.
Oh come on now! I mean it's so true. I mean that's the only way to fix it. If you keep stirring it up, if you keep talking about it, it'll never go away. As soon as you drop the rhetoric.
Were you getting ready to say you people?
Maybe.
Anyway,
I think you did drop a you people, and I got offended by that.
No kidding.
Morgan Freeman is way too old to even let that come out of his lips.
And rich. Rich and successful, so he's like on a whole other spectrum.
Yeah, so he's insulated from all of this. How is it that a problem will take care of itself just by not speaking it? How is that going to work? Tell me.
If you keep talking about it, it will never go away. I mean, because it's constantly on your mind. You're constantly thinking about
it. What do you mean?
You're looking for it.
If I'm talking about it, I'm talking about what's happening to me, not something that I'm doing. I'm talking about what's happening to me. How is me talking about what's happening to me going to cause the thing to not exist anymore?
So, yeah, there is that argument, and I hear it often, that, you know, well, Black Lives Matter, if you just quit talking about it, then, you know, the problem will go away, which is BS. And again, I in this particular example, I really do go back to government as the problem in this, because we have policies that perpetuate it.
Affirmative action is a prime example.
But
if you're treating another person differently because of his skin color, then you're perpetuating the problem. You're proving that there is a difference.
Yeah, I always like, you know, the military aspect of this was, I'm going to treat you all the same regardless of what color you are. I'm going to treat you all like crap. And that's what we did. And that was fine. But I think for meaningful change to occur, and face it, you know, we're maybe 100 years past some serious, maybe 50 years past some serious racism that was just accepted. I shouldn't be talking to you because you're of a lesser race. That was the attitude. We've come from there to where we are now. And the only thing I could ever do as a human being on the planet Earth was, when I had a son, was to teach him that, you know, I've met all kinds of people of all different colors, and a lot of them were great, and a lot of them were
garbage
for that. And there was no correlation between their standing as a human being and the color of their skin or what religion they were or anything else. So I almost see this as an evolutionary process, and it seems like we're headed the right way. It can't be fast enough for people that are on the receiving end of this stuff. You know what I mean?
But how can you say we're on the way when Trump is? I mean, he'll say anything and he'll lose not one supporter. Matter of fact, he may even gain a dozen a day.
I think he lost. I think he lost them with the con statements.
He also said that he could shoot somebody in the face on Fifth Avenue and he would not lose a voter. And I have to disagree, because he may have actually shot one of his own voters, so he might lose a single voter, and that would be about it.
But to bring up Trump as an example of America.
That's a perfect example.
Unfortunately, well, I don't claim it.
Again, who is voting for him? A plurality of a minority.
Yeah.
So not the whole country is not voting for Trump.
About 9% of Americans overall chose either Hillary or Trump to be the nominees. Hung, thank you
for
the call. And we'll take your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And please don't blame me for Trump. Just because, you know, prior to his Cheeto orange tan, we're the same shade of skin. Yeah, don't blame me for that. This is Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And did you know that there's a new listen line for the Liberty Radio Network? Well, Now you do. And that thing goes 24 hours a day. And it's not just a regular listen line. This is an audio on demand listen line. You can listen to any of the live programs from the Liberty Radio Network when you want to listen to them. Just call 641-793-9660 and then select the show that you want to listen to. You can listen to the LRN stream. You can listen to Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, The Rebel Love Show, and several other live shows when you want. And there's a new feature. You can leave us a message when you listen. So let's just say that you can't listen live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern all 7 nights of the week, and you're listening on demand, 641-793-9660, and you press 2 to listen to Free Talk Live, and we say something, and you think, you know what, I have to respond. Well, then just press 0, and you can leave us a voicemail, and it goes to several of the hosts for Free Talk Live. So that's the new listener feedback line on the audio on demand line, 641-793-9660. But of course, if you're listening live, you can call 855-450-FREE like Sarah has done and bring up whatever is on your mind. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I would like to let you know about these things called ghost bicycles. And it's one of those unique things about Albuquerque that we have these. And what they are is they are spray-painted white bicycles with flowers, plastic flowers. And we basically have it on every other corner intersection. And so it's actually like a memorial to all the bicyclists who got killed on that intersection or that street.
And how many of these are there? Based on the way you talk about pedestrians getting killed like every 5 seconds, there must be bicycles everywhere. And no wonder nobody can get around on the sidewalks downtown.
Well, you know what? They're just everywhere, like you said. I mean, they're in the middle of the street.
Like thousands of them?
Wait, why? They're in the middle of the street? How does that work?
Well, I mean, if they got killed, if they got killed on that intersection as what was the closest, they would put these bicycles with these with the silk flowers, all you know, make it real pretty. But I see them like every other, like I said, every other intersection or on the side of the street.
Sarah, take a picture of one of these things and send it to us on Facebook.
I actually found a website, ghostbikes.org, and they claim to have a map, and I'm trying to zoom in, and I'm going to see how many of these they have listed. I'm seeing about four in all of Albuquerque, according to ghostbikes.org. And you're saying that they're on every street corner?
So just about every other corner. I have seen way more than four. I mean, from floating around in Albuquerque, I have at least seen.
So now they're floating.
I mean, if I'm walking.
These things
around,
really are ghost bikes if they're just floating around.
You know, usually you can't chain your bike to like a stop sign or any kind of a public warning sign. There's like laws against this, ordinances. I'm wondering if these guys are getting like a free ride because they're, you know, memorials to dead people. What do you think?
Possibly.
Well, it's a memorial, like a kind of like a monument. But I have seen way more than I have at least seen 15, 20 of them. But I was wondering, is this like unique culture to Albuquerque? And I was wondering if this is a national trend. I wonder if they put these up.
I've seen flowers, memorials here in Keene. Especially on the big roads where you are more likely to probably get killed by traffic.
According to this website, they claim to have a map of every ghost bike around the world, and it looks like there's, you know, fair number around the entire world. They say they're showing in, like, what would be considered the downtown Albuquerque area. There's three, and then further out, there's three others that are actually in the city limits of Albuquerque. So they're showing a grand total of six.
Their website claims 630 bikes in 210 locations throughout the world.
Yeah, they show Austria, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Belarus, Canada, Cyprus, Czech Republic, basically all over Europe, South America, New Zealand, Ukraine, Turkey. So, this is apparently global. It's not something unique to Albuquerque. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Comments on this, because, you know, and this is a real thing. I actually grew up with a girl who lost her life on the highway that I traveled every single day to high school. And we're both bicyclists. And this is something that does happen often. Because we live in a country where it's predominantly vehicles, like cars and trucks, motorcyclists and cyclists are prone to getting knocked off, which is very sad because we do exist. Bicyclists, please follow, pull out the map, pull out the instructions, and read how you're supposed to ride your bicycles. You're not supposed to ride on the sidewalk, and you're not supposed to, you know, drive coming into traffic. You're supposed to drive like a vehicle.
Right,
vehicles, when you're coming up to a bicyclist, you have to treat him like he was another vehicle. And so I've actually seen bicyclists who will actually ride in the middle of the, closer to the yellow line, to actually make vehicles go around them and not try to sideswipe them, get as close as they can, because you can kind of fit in there, kind of, and then you end up hitting a dude with your mirror.
When I ride my bike around in Keene, if I'm not on the rail trail that's specifically designed for bikes and walking,
yeah, thanks taxpayers,
I will ride on the sidewalk because there's so many a-holes that
you're an a-hole. You just became an a-hole, dude. Get off the sidewalk. That's
there's
not
nobody
for you.
Walking on the sidewalk.
You're supposed to be up on the road, driving like a car.
Hey, he helped pay for the sidewalks, too. So.
Right, but
he could pick and
drive
choose.
Drive my car on the sidewalks.
If there's a bike lane, I'll use the bike lane. If there's no bike lane, I'm on the sidewalk because I don't want to get hit by some idiot that doesn't understand how to drive around a bicycle.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're afraid of getting knocked off by a car, then get up in there like you're a car and make them go around you. Make them slow down.
Right.
And go around you all the way. If you're hugging the grass as close as you can, they're gonna want to slip by you.
Right.
And that's when these accidents happen.
Right. And they're gonna treat it like, well, I can just come over a foot or two, and I've got plenty of clearance.
They're gonna think they have the right of way when you, as another vehicle, have the right of way. So you should treat yourself like another car.
And I remember going back even to driver's ed. We talked about bicyclists. And bicyclists are supposed to follow the same rules of the road as vehicles.
Right. That's stay off the sidewalk.
Right. But that gets a little troubling when you're on the highway.
And also when you've got people that just want to, you know, try running everybody over. This is Free Talk Live. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
Talk
about that.
You told me point to Conan one of these times.
And I waited.
And I did it.
I waited.
And he wasn't paying attention.
I was looking right at it, and I was
right back
what?
To me, and I was ready.
What? Yeah. And we said, we told you, don't do this.
But first, y'all told me to do it.
It was my bad idea. I own it. Yep. I'll never do that again.
Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Chris has the bad ideas. Conan, well, I don't really know what I can say about Conan.
He thinks
Conan.
My bad ideas are a conspiracy.
But
I think bad ideas, if they are disobedient ideas, and everyone considers as bad, right? That's the first step.
Conan, we are doing something that you say I never do, and that is taking one of your show prep topics.
It's because we always start 20 minutes from
away.
The end of the show. Yeah. So this story comes from, where does it come from? ControversialTimes.com.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them either. This anti-gun pastor spent $3,000 to make sure he would win the softball team's raffle of an AR-15 rifle to have one less gun in the world is in hot water with the police. Reverend Jeremy Lucas spent $3,000 of his church discretionary fund He's already wrong. He's already wrong in my book.
Hold on. So did he have the approval of the board of the church to spend the money?
That doesn't come up in this article, but I would say probably not.
Okay.
But,
so
it's quite possible.
I got another story, the same guy, but he may have violated Oregon law. But keep going.
So this guy spent $3,000 of the church discretionary fund, normally earmarked for helping parishioners pay their rent or utility bills, to buy 150 tickets and a raffle by a local softball team after hearing that the team was using the AR-15 raffle to pay for a trip to the West Regional Tournament in California. Quote, I think it sends very mixed messages, Lucas told the Washington Post. On the one hand, to have kids go through active shooter drills at school and at the same time raffle off rifles that are used in so many of these mass shootings. He said he felt compelled to act as a Christian, a father, and a church leader. Quote, I decided one day I was going to try to stop the raffle. His plan was to buy all the remaining tickets, win the rifle, and then have it destroyed. Quote, there are millions of guns, I know that, he said, but this gun will never be used to kill kids in school. Kill people in movie theaters, kill people at an officer party, or at another place of mass shootings. This gun will never be found by a child who accidentally shoots a friend. It will never be stolen and used to commit a crime or used to threaten a family in a domestic violence situation. After winning the raffle, the owner of the rifle met Reverend Lucas and his wife at a gun store to complete the background check required of any and all transfers inside the state of Oregon. The transfer took about 30 minutes, something Lucas found disturbing. I guess 30 minutes was, you know, I would love a 30-minute transfer like that. Just get that thing over with. I was pretty surprised at how easy it was to get this transfer made, he said. How quickly it was to walk in and out of a gun shop with an AR-15. If you had had a record, if you had any kind of record on it, he would have got it. Or, you know, like right. the silly reporter who had was beating on his wife and had alcohol-related problems in the past. Mm-hmm. He didn't get his rifle. The Reverend told the Washington Post that he and his wife then brought the rifle to home of a parishioner who would keep the rifle in his safe until they could have it destroyed. And that's where the police are now looking into a crime. By not performing a background check when leaving the rifle with his congregation member, Lucas violated the very gun control laws he claims are too lax in the nation. His local police department has turned the case over to the Oregon State Police, and they are currently deciding whether to file charges, which they probably won't.
I could just hear the hysteria. Oh, my God. You know, these guns walking around on the street. I mean, it's like any minister could get a hold of a gun and give it to a parishioner. What kind of a world are we living in?
Lucas said he was surprised to learn of the investigation. Quote, I will cooperate with any investigation that the Oregon police wants to have, he told the Review. Anything that furthers the conversation about our gun laws in the state of Oregon, I'm happy that that would happen. Kevin Sturrett, executive director of the Oregon Firearms Federation, wrote a letter to the OSP, the Lake Asagua Police Department, and 30 state lawmakers, pointing out the clear violation of the law. He says, if the pastor is prosecuted, it will demonstrate the idiocy of the law and the people who passed it. Starrett said, if the pastor is not persecuted, it will demonstrate the anti-gun liberals are above the law, and it was only intended to hurt the average gun owner against whom it could be selectively enforced.
Yep.
Nationally syndicated conservative talk show. Oh, I'm going to skip that. We don't need to talk
about it. Lars Larson says it sounds like a straw purchase to me.
Now, so two things, real quickly. It's Oregon. It's a schwa. Oregon. Repeat after me. Oregon.
I only said it wrong once.
I know. I'm from Oregon, so that's one of those things that kills us. And it's Lake Oswego. This is interesting because I know exactly where this is.
How are the gun laws there compared to, say,
Lake
here
Oswego,
in New Hampshire?
I've talked about Oregon before. Oregon, the western half, one-third, is very, very, very liberal, and that's where Lake Oswego is. That's a suburb of Portland, a moneyed suburb. And the other, basically, two-thirds of the state is dry, high desert, and very dry and very conservative. So
Desert, like like wastelands, like no.
Where I grew up, we were considered semi-arid, so that meant that we got less than 10 or 12 inches of rain per year.
And it's also probably what they call the high desert.
Yes,
so high elevation, not a lot of vegetation.
Yep.
Not necessarily sand, but just not a lot of vegetation. So not
sagebrush and tumbleweed.
Not Breaking Bad desert, more of a...
No, it's kind of hard. It's more your high chaparral type old western desert.
Yeah, so like if you go out to northern Arizona, northern New Mexico, Albuquerque is more like south-central New Mexico, I believe.
South-central, yo.
Yeah, that's too far for me. I'm never going out there.
So, speaking of, you know, this preacher saying this is a gun that will never be used in, you know, one of these murders, well, because he obtained this legally, the person he left it with did not, then, you know, had he kept possession of it, then yes, chances are it would never have been used in a crime. And there's actually evidence that shows that the vast majority of firearms that are used in crimes are not legally owned by the person that them.
Oh, yeah.
There was a story recently by UPI where they actually found a report from somewhere in Pittsburgh where they actually was the University of Pittsburgh that did the study, and they analyzed 762 crimes conducted by the, or rather the analysis of 762 crimes conducted by the college's Graduate School of Public Health shows that nearly 80% of the crimes in which a gun was recovered by the Police Bureau of Police Firearm Tracking in 2008 alone, the perpetrator was not the lawful owner of the gun.
Hmm.
That does not mean that there were 762 crimes in which a gun was used.
Right.
Just that in 762 crimes where the person that was arrested had possession of a firearm. And, again, it could be, oh, you ran a red light and you were in possession of and we found that you had a warrant. 80% of those, the person that had the firearm was not the lawful owner of the gun. And the study further found that in just over 44% of the cases, they were unable to locate who the actual owner was, or the lawful owner, and they had no clue how the person wound up coming in possession of the firearm.
Yeah, how many of those firearms had the serial number filed off of them?
Yeah, it does say that in 57.9% of the cases, there had been reports of a missing or stolen firearm, but again, you know, vast majority of the time, perpetrator, criminal with a gun, they don't own it legally. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris. And Conan.
And Conan, you've got the story about the preacher in Oregon, Oswego, Oregon. This guy took $3,000 from his church discretionary fund and bought 150 raffle tickets in the District 2 Big League softball team raffle. They were giving away an AR-15. He won said AR-15, went to whatever the FFL was, underwent a background check of some sort. It says 30 minutes later, it was so easy, I was only in there for 30 minutes. It's like going to Domino's, blah, blah, blah. And then he got the firearm, and then he decided, I don't want to keep it at my house because reasons, so I'll give it to somebody that goes to my church and violate the Oregon firearm law that he supported. And so now he's facing charges.
This is correct. This is yesterday, and I was trying to find if there was any follow-ups on this. It is at the police organization's discretion to whether they're going to file charges against this guy. And, you know,
of course.
I think one of the commenters brought up a really good point. You know, if they don't, this just proves that there are individuals out there who are, you know, above the law. And
you mean like Hillary Clinton?
Oh, well, of course, but I mean, even at our level, even here in at the local level, you know.
Sure, and that's every...
Oh, yeah, like the mayor?
Yes, right. Just like the mayor.
Or the mayor, or the city council, or the minister who happens to preside over the mayor's church, or whatever it happens to be. I mean, it'll just go down this path. I mean...
But there is a penalty of 10 years if, you know, this guy is found guilty.
And also a possible fine of $6,200.
This is where I would employ the Hillary Clinton defense and say, I had no criminal intent. Therefore,
right,
you must let me off of all charges.
And that's what he'll use.
Probably does not matter. And again, there's a lot of statutes where the word intent is nowhere in statute. So you don't have to have intent to violate the thing. You just have to have willfully acted. Yeah. That's one of the benefits of reading statute for fun. You know some of these weird things. But, yeah, that is something to where, you know, there are several different variants of mindset, if you will. So there's willful blah, blah, blah. There's negligent blah, blah, blah. There's intent. And then I forget what the other one is. But they all have various mindsets. So if you're walking down the street and you just go ahead and walk across the street, doesn't matter that the light's red, the don't walk sign is lit, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no cars, you walked across the street. You willfully walked across the street. It doesn't matter if you intended to violate the jaywalking ordinance or statute.
Yeah.
You willfully walked across the street. So therefore, guilty.
So back to our good minister here. I mean,
pastor.
I grew up in the Episcopal Church, and
pastors are
called
like
them reverends.
Pastors are Baptists, okay.
Referred in the Portland Tribune article. They do refer to him as Reverend Jeremy Lucas.
Oh, okay. That would be proper for an Episcopal priest. So, it's an interesting take, though. Okay, I really want to get guns off the street. I don't want them to fall into the wrong hands. So maybe perhaps every anti-gun person out there should just go buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of firearms.
This is
why not? I mean, this is setting a good example. Go out, you know, pick your ARs, and I will say it's going to be much more affordable for you because this guy bought $3,000 in raffle tickets. You can get a sub-$1,000 AR. You know, it's a nice platform. It's going to shoot the same bullet. It's going to shoot just as fast. It's going to do all those things. You know, $800. That's a reasonable price for an AR. You could even go less than that. He could have got three guns off the street if he just would have gone and bought them.
Chris, this is a great argument for everything that government does. If you want the homeless downtown to be fed, you should put your pocketbook where your mouth is and go feed them.
Feed them.
Don't go lobby government to have them fed on the taxpayers' dime. Same thing with the schools. If you think that everyone should go to a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter school, you know, learning some Common Core bull, then put your pocketbook, your wallet, where your mouth is and fork out the money. But to force everyone else to jump on the same bandwagon, that's where the problem comes. That's where same situation here. If you want guns gone, go buy them all.
I'm going to sort of play devil's advocate here for just a second.
Don't sort of, do it.
And
full on, 100%.
And say that the only thing that I think that should be investigated is whether or not the $3,000 that he spent on raffle tickets was an authorized expense from the church.
I totally, that was in my notes, my mental notes, because that was the one thing that struck me, that he just decided to use this discretionary fund, and did he get permission from the folks?
Well, I mean, the term is discretionary. So if it's discretionary,
right, but is it discretion of the discretion of the board?
It was for rent and utilities to help poor people, to help the poor individuals help the poor parishioners.
And this poor preacher wanted to get a gun off the street.
But that's none of my business. That has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anything.
I hope they fire this guy. I hope the parishioners throw this guy out of their church.
Well, that's up to them. And if they have a board, I'm trying to think of what do you call the board in a church?
The board?
Well, it depends on the makeup of the church.
The Episcopalians had a term for it.
would it be deacons?
Well, they're calling this guy, they're calling him a pastor, they're calling him a reverend. I don't know which one's which anymore, and my churchology is all off tonight. Because I've been
they're basically the same thing, but reverend, and I hate using the term, because it's basically, you know, the etymology of the word means one who is to be revered. He's a man just like you and me. He's not to be revered any more than anybody else.
Well, this is right. The church. If you look at the makeup and the background of the church, it's just like government.
I don't
care. It's just a way of controlling the folks. So it is to be revered. It's basically calling them the king.
And you guys have every right to be against organized religion or the church, and anybody involved in organized religion. And the church has every right to do that. That's one of those issues where it comes up, and I'm just like, sorry, guys, nobody's forcing you at gunpoint to go join a church and follow the rules. Did they want to do it?
Unless it's Scientology.
But I think the question that you bring up, it's not a, to me, it should absolutely not be a legal question. It should be a question for whatever board or whatever group of people, even if it's just the parishioners, that this reverend reports to.
Yeah, that's why I said his parishioners should fire this fool.
That's not... It's
not for us. I'm just saying they should. I'm not saying I never said throw the book at him, throw the law. You know.
Yeah. But even then,
stole money, then that's a crime.
Well, that's up to the parishioners to decide. So first, they got to decide if it was stolen.
And then they got to decide if they want to do anything.
And if it is discretionary, and he does have discretionary
power, right?
Right. They have to make the decision. Was this inside or outside the scope of what decisions he can make? And I would say it's probably outside, because it's meant for helping the actual churchgoers. This is an outside agenda with bias. This is his own bias. It doesn't have anything to do with helping the church members.
Well, in one article I read, and I don't have it here handy, but he basically said the outpouring of support from my parish has been overwhelming. And in that area, geographically, I'll use some generalizations. My apologies to any conservatives who might be listening and live in Lake Oswego, but it is kind of a liberal area. You know, it is what it is. So it doesn't surprise me that a lot of his parishioners would support him.
He'll probably get an award.
Probably.
Probably get a medal.
Yeah, and I'm trying to read this 20-page law that he supposedly violated, and... You know, it's a bunch of just gobbledygook.
20 pages of you cannot give a gun to someone who doesn't own the gun.
Well, there are exceptions, so you can give it to a spouse or a domestic partner or a child or a parent or a grandparent or a grandchild or an aunt or an uncle or a first cousin. Not a second cousin, not a first cousin first removed. You can also give it to a niece or a nephew or the spouse.
Daryl, I think this is a prime
domestic partner.
I think this is a prime example of a law that could fit on an index card, just as you said, as you quoted.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, but if you try to boil this down too much,
and you know what it is? It's not to be infringed. Done.
Yep. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.